Welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast, where we help you find the keys to living your best life. We tackle issues ranging from physical and emotional well-being, all the way to strengthening personal relationships and paving the way to financial independence. Get excited to take your life to the next level today. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Morley and Paul Croteau.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Elevate Your Life. My name is Paul Croteau. I'm here with Cheryl Morley.
Hello, Paul, and hello, all of you friends. I'm excited, of course, to be here today and talk about leadership, Paul. This is what I like.
Leadership Thursday. Leadership
Day. I love it.
Guess what, Cheryl?
Tell me.
We're on episode 75.
Paul, that seems like such a high
number. It's a high number. It's like I'm really impressed with our leadership, Cheryl.
Yeah, it's just like we're overnight successes, Paul.
Only took us 25 years each to get here, but who's counting?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, we have a great topic today, Cheryl. And we're reading out of the book, becoming a leader 2.0, developing a leader within you. 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he has all these chapters, John Maxwell. Mm-hmm. And I never get it right. So it was like the ultimate test for leadership. I'm like, well, it must be this or that. And it wasn't, it was something completely different. This was the same way for me, you know? So the name of this is the quickest way to become a better leader. I'm like, be nice to people.
I thought it was grow yourself.
That would be a good one too. Although we know that that's a crock pot and that takes a long time to do.
Right.
So Cheryl, tell everybody, because everyone's dying to know now, what is the quickest way to become a better leader?
Well, Paul, it's simple. It's really simple.
There's nothing simple about this one.
I know. It's just solving problems. That's all you have to do.
Solving problems. That's it.
Like, come on. It's not a big deal. Just solve all the problems.
Yeah. No. So I literally have taken, when I understood this a while ago, I've taken this on to where I have a new mantra that I'm a phenomenal problem solver. I love problems. You know, problems make obstacles. You know, we talk about ohms, obstacles make me stronger. You know, so we want problems. We're actually welcoming them. So we're, during this podcast today, one of our goals is to change your mindset about problems.
Yeah.
So Cheryl, what do problems mean to you?
Well, it's interesting. Of course, it's an opportunity to grow. And I have changed my number one need in life. It used to be variety, but now it's growth. So I don't mind problems at all. And the thing that I think is most important to remember about this is we will always have problems. No matter what.
Well, wait. Once you become super successful, though, you don't have any more problems, right?
Oh, well, actually, Paul, thank you for asking. They only get bigger. Okay. So, yeah, you don't have little baby problems.
They start to multiply.
But they start to, because they're not just your problems anymore, right? It's your team's problems and it's your team's problems.
Yeah.
And it's all of these things. So, but I love to have that mindset change. That, I mean, first of all, I thought if you don't have any problems, then you're really in a good spot. And that's fantastic. Well, then I figured out, oh, well, goodness, we're always going to have problems every single day. And that's actually what life is all about, is about having problems and overcoming obstacles, because with obstacles, you become stronger, right? And so this mindset change of we're always going to have problems, and let's just get as quickly as we can into the solution. Then I think you live a much happier and more joyful life.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to compound the problem, not only do you have more problems when you're successful, but I love what John says here. He says, problems are solved at the lowest level possible. So as a top leader, you'll never get any easy problems, because those were solved, you know, those aren't even handled. So the only problems you're going to get are the doozies, you know, the ones that nobody else can handle.
Right. Exactly. Or want to handle, right?
Or want to handle. Yeah.
Just like, oh God.
But yeah, I know. I love what you said that, you know, we always will have problems. And John mentions in this chapter that if you're a leader, you seldom have two consecutive successful days in a row. I was like, wow, that's a pretty powerful statement there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that kind of makes me go like, yeah. Like when I think about it, I'm like, wait, what? And now my whole goal is to have two successful days in a row. So that I can just say, oh no, I can.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Cheryl, we talk a lot about applying pain to things and pleasure to things. So it's got to, you know, everything's got to fit into one or two columns here. So what we're doing for ourselves and for our listeners is moving problems from the pain side. Well, problems are pain. To problems are pleasurable. Like we want more problems. We're big people. We can handle the problems and solve them. So when we're making this mind shift, Cheryl, what are three things that problems do for us?
Well, the first one that I think is so important, and I've really, this has happened to me as of late, Paul, time and time again, that would be problems introduce us to ourselves. So we get to know ourselves better, which is so fascinating to me. I mean, you think, you know, you're this age, and as you get older, you're thinking, oh, I know myself real well. Well, yeah. Just have a big problem and you're going to really get to know yourself even better.
Yeah, I know. Just on Tuesday, you were talking about this very topic where you're behind in a tennis match and you don't really know who you are until you're in a really bad situation like that. And you're behind and you got to win.
Yeah. And I figured like some stuff out about myself that I just absolutely did not like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how on earth is that going to benefit you or your partner? Right. I mean, it was really interesting to figure those things out. But for me, and I say this time and time again, Paul, as long as I have the awareness of what's happening, that's the point where I can choose to make a change. Right. And I can choose to change my mindset. I can choose to do what I need to do to fix that problem or get quickly, more quickly into the solution.
So what's the second thing that problems do for us, Cheryl?
Listen, problems introduce us to others. We get introduced to others. Now, the reason why people follow you is because you can solve their problems.
Sure. I mean, look at Cheryl and I, you know, we mentioned numerous times that we own the Institute of Holistic Health. Cheryl and I just asked ourselves, well, what's some of the biggest problems out there? Well, health is a huge problem.
Wow.
I mean, it's a $1 trillion problem, you know, big, big problem. So we go into that solving problems. You got a health problem, we'll come up with a holistic, all natural solution to that problem. And that's why we become so successful, I believe, is because we've taken these big, major health problems, all of them, on, you know, head to head. We're going to take them on and help people solve these really difficult situations in their life where they're in pain or, you know, whatever they're going through, disease or whatever, virus. We take that on. And we also help people take on financial problems. You know, people come to us all the time with problems of, I'm not making enough money, or I don't have enough free time, or, you know, all these type of things, can't pay my bills. You know, we help them solve that problem by teaching them how to become entrepreneurs and really run their own business.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my gosh. And I think, Paul, I love those two things, like help. And especially through these last couple of years, through the pandemic and stuff, it's just made such a difference. You know how freeing it is, Paul, to be able to solve those problems for yourself, the health problems, the financial problems for yourself, but then be able to turn around and help somebody else do it. There's nothing more fulfilling in life than that, I believe.
Yeah, apps. I agree 1,000%. What's the third thing that problems do for us?
Well, they introduce us to opportunities.
Oh.
They introduce us to opportunities because as we know that in every problem, there lies an opportunity for growth.
Yes. It's hard to remember that when you're in the middle of a problem because I'm ready to pull out my gun and start shooting people. but there's an opportunity here to grow. And I catch my mind and redirect it and understand that there is an opportunity here to grow. And I love growth. Like we said, it's our number one need. So it changes my attitude towards problems. And Cheryl, yeah. I know we've talked about this before, our favorite saying, ohms.
Oh, I love it. Obstacles make me stronger.
Yeah.
And I do love that, Paul. I do. But sometimes it kind of gives me like a feeling of because I live my life for so long, like having so many problems, but not wanting problems and not having the mindset of, you know, hey, listen, you've got a problem. Let's get in the solution. And that's why I always say get in the solution, because you can start fixing that problem the minute you decide that you want to. Right. So it's all about a decision that you make. You can start getting into the solution to fix that problem. And so now it's just a whole different idea and a whole different mindset in the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, when I think of ohms, honestly, Cheryl, the first person I think of is you. The first thing I think of is you because you've been through so many obstacles in your life, but you're also this like man or woman, you're the strongest person I've ever met. So how did you get to be this strong? Well, it's because of all the obstacles you went through.
Yeah.
So even though it was super painful going through all of that.
Right.
You've come out on the other side, probably the strongest woman in the world. I mean, one of the strongest women in the world.
Well, yeah. And it's so funny, Paul, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, yeah, I've, you know, been through a lot. We all have to, people all over the world have been through so many things. And then it's like, all of a sudden, you get an obstacle or whatever put in your path and you're like, oh, so it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. You will get obstacles put in your life that will make you stronger. And you just have to make that decision and have that mindset, create that mindset within yourself that obstacles do make me stronger. And the way I look at it too, Paul, that helps me a lot is, when I'm going through a really hard obstacle or going through a really hard problem that's super hard to solve in my life, I think, you know, how can I get through this? First of all, what are some of the solutions? But also, who will I be able to help as I'm overcoming and getting over this problem or through this problem?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So it's really what we're talking about here in this podcast is changing your mindset again about problems. So I literally have the mindset that I want more problems in my life. You know, I want bigger problems in my life. The bigger the problem, the higher the opportunity for growth. And again, my growth is my number one need. So I ask myself all the time questions. And one of the top questions I ask myself is, who is stronger, me or my problems? And every time I ask that question, Cheryl, I say it's me.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a mantra, right? It kind of clicks in your brain. It makes your brain click and go like, oh yeah. Especially when you're going through problems that seem overwhelming, right? You want something that kind of clicks in your mind and gets you thinking, gets you into the right mindset.
Yeah. We're actually going to talk next Tuesday on Mindset Tuesday about worm. So I know we've talked about that and other things before, but we're doing a full podcast on that on Tuesday. So that'll be great. And it's a way to redirect your mind with mantras.
Yeah. Worm is awesome.
Now, Cheryl, I know you love acronyms.
I do.
And John has an acronym for problems. So tell us what that is.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's start with the P. Problems are predictors. So nothing predicts who you are more than a problem.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that because you know what? That's just it. You really don't know a person until you've been with that person or seen that person go through adversity.
Yep.
And that tells who that person is.
Yeah. And again, Cheryl, I think the world of you. I have the utmost respect for you because I've been with you through big problems.
Yeah.
And you always, you handle them so well. And it's just because you've been through so many in the past and you became stronger from them. So now when a problem comes up, and I know you have major problems all the time, you handle them so well. No wonder so many women look up to you and respect you for your abilities to handle problems and not only handle your own problems, but help other women solve their problems.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's, I think we're all in this together. That's the way I look at it. All of us, every single person. You see every day, every person, you know, they're going through something, right? There's some problem that's happening in their lives. And I think if we all pull together and really support each other, I think it makes life much, much better.
Yep.
Okay, the R in problems. We've got reminders. So they remind us that life is full of obstacles. So, yeah.
Reminders are always there.
Yeah, lest we forget. Lest we forget. Okay, the O, opportunities. All problems give us a chance to grow.
We talked about that already. So, but that's.
Now look, I love B. So the B in problems, the B is blessings. They make us become a stronger person. And I think every person has the decision to make that any problem they've been through, you know, they can look at it in one of two ways. Either it has made them stronger and they're blessed by it, or they can take the other road, which I don't even like to talk about because I think we should focus on, you know, the right way to do it and the way that is most healthy for us, for our families, for really for everybody around us. So really looking at problems as a blessing. Wow. Yeah, okay.
That's a huge mind shift, Cheryl, because I know people are like, problems are a blessing. What are these people high? You know, but it really is when you look at it that way, they are a blessing because they've made you so much stronger and better.
Well, the thing is, Paul, that I've learned is we're going to have them no matter what, right? So we get to decide how we react to them or how we think about them. And thinking of them as a blessing and being grateful for them, that I think makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. And we know that God's never going to give us a problem that we can't solve. So it is a blessing.
That's right. Okay. The L, lessons. Every problem has something to teach me.
Mm.
Yeah. So hurry and learn it so that you don't have to have another problem like that one again, because I think that's something that I remember John saying that you won't have that type of problem again if you learn the lesson from that problem.
Yeah.
So lessons are very important. And then everywhere is the E. There are problems in every area of your life.
Yeah.
Yes, they are everywhere. There's nothing you can do about it. So just enjoy the journey. Okay, the M, messages. Problems are signals. It signals to us that we need to change something.
Yeah, still true.
Yeah, that is true. I've seen that in every area of my life too. So that's awesome. And then the S in problems is solvable. Everything is figure outable. That is a great reminder for me that everything is figure outable. Everything can be worked out. And then it's just like you said, Paul, God's never going to give us a problem that we cannot handle.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So true. And I love that book. I read it again, actually. It's a phenomenal book. If you haven't read it, please go out and get Everything is Figure Outable. Change your life. So my best lessons, Cheryl, were learned during bad times. I mean, you know, and I know you feel the same way that we tend not to learn a lot when we're winning, you know? So it's understand that learning happens in bad times and we need more tough times in order to grow and make our box bigger, to become a bigger person. So we're actually welcoming problems to come in. And Cheryl, I just love the story that John talks about the two buckets. I think this is my favorite part of the whole chapter. and that in life, you know, so we all have problems in business and in your life, but we're all carrying two buckets all the time. Now, one of the buckets has water in it. The other bucket has gas in it. So the question is, which bucket do you pour in your problems? And Cheryl, we see so many people. I mean, because we deal with so many people. They have two buckets of gasoline. I mean, they feel like it's their duty to blow things up way out of proportion. You know, it's like, I think it's a God-given gift for some people to just want to explode things, you know, and not take the higher road and pour the water on the fire and make that fire go out, as opposed to making it burn brighter. So, right. I love that. And so I will always remember, you know, that I have these two buckets, and because I'm not saying I handle every problem really well. There's definitely times I've thrown gasoline on a fire. You know, especially when we get defensive, you know, and someone kind of attacks us we want to attack them back and throw some gasoline on it. But it's never a good thing. Never ends well when you throw gasoline on a fire.
Yeah, that's I completely agree. And to make that decision beforehand, I think is very helpful. Like just to know, like to make that decision, hey, and know I've got two buckets and I can choose if I want to throw fire or water, or I'm gasoline or water, but just, you know, commit to yourself that you'll try to throw more water instead of, and that's hard to do. Look, I mean, especially in the way life is today, right? I mean, you could really, you could throw some serious gasoline on it and get it going, but really, and we talked about this actually in church yesterday about contention and what good does it do? Like, what good does contention do? Nothing. Not one thing. It stops everything. It stops growth. It stops working things out. It stops everything. Contention. And so in throwing the gasoline, that's all about contention right there. It's making it worse. It's making the problem worse.
Yeah. So it's taking on that, that mindset, that belief that I'm absolutely certain that my problems are small. Like, I'm not going to give my problems the energy to say, oh, my problems are huge. That's just saying that they're bigger than you are, which is not true. And we talked about this already before, Cheryl, and that how you handle problems tells me a lot about who you are.
Yeah.
So we discussed that, and you don't really know the person until you've seen them go through adversity. In life, there's two things. And so Cheryl and I are taking this optimized coaching course right now. And part of the program is understanding that there's two things in life. There's a stimulus, something happens. And then there's your response to the stimulus. So if someone cuts you off in traffic, which is a stimulus, you have a response to that. You know, so all day long, you're getting stimuluses, things coming in, and then you respond to those things. And that is the true definition of a leader, is how you handle those stimuluses and how you respond to those. So I just love that, Cheryl. And so let's talk about embracing problems and where we're going to spend our time when it comes to problems.
That is fantastic. I love this. So spend 10% of your time identifying what the real problem is. So it's true. You do need to know what the real problem is, because sometimes that's not as clear as we think it is.
Right.
But what's the real problem? And then spend 90% of your time searching for the solution. And please, you cannot get those two numbers mixed up.
No,
it's 10% of the time figuring out the real problem and 90% of the time searching for the solution.
Yeah. Yeah. So in closing, Cheryl, we had a couple of homework assignments for our audience to get out a piece of paper and make a list and ask yourself, what are the problems in your business and your life right now? I mean, it helps a lot because we think that life is so bad or everything's going, you know, the sky is falling. But if you can sit down and make a list of what your real problems are and put them in order, it just helped me when I did that. I'm like, problem. So I got this problem, this problem, this one. And I put them in order. And then I started just hammering them out. And it didn't take me long at all to fix all of the things that were like I was making up in my subconscious mind as being huge issues where they weren't huge issues at all.
Right.
You know, and then the other thing, Cheryl, is to ask others what the problems are. So if you're in business,
I don't like to do that, Paul.
Oh yeah,
I'm not asking.
You got to have the right people at the table, though. Make sure those people who come to the table belong at the table.
Yes, that's
because
so true.
We've done that before, where it just turned into a complaining session.
Oh God, I can't do that.
Yeah,
I can't do that. And I think that's so important too, Paul, to get those different perspectives on a problem. From the people that you know and trust, and working on those problems together, I think can make all the difference in the world. Like, I am not one to do that. In my life, it's always, I'm just going to deal with it myself. I don't need anybody else to help me. I don't need, you know, I'll do it myself. I'll deal with it myself. And that's just not true. It's so much better to have those people that you can count on and talk to and talk things out with. Everybody together, that synergy makes all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely, Cheryl. And just in closing, one final quote here. So Cheryl and I are huge tennis fans, and I just love watching the U.S. Open. So in the U.S. Open, the players walk through this tunnel out onto the court. And right on the right-hand side, there's a big silver plaque that is a quote by Billie Jean King. And on the plaque, it says, pressure is a privilege. I mean, I see, you know, Nadal and Federer and all these people walk out on the court. and they always look up and they touch that before they start playing. And to know that I'm going into war right now. I mean, that's literally, it's what next 4 or 5 hours are going to be a war.
Yeah.
And tons of pressure coming at me. I mean, balls coming 120 miles an hour at me. But this pressure is a privilege, you know, and that's just a completely different way of looking at it. That how privileged am I to be playing at this place right now for the championship?
Yeah. Well, and I love, I mean, that quote, pressure is a privilege. It only comes to those who earn it. That's like my favorite. I love that. It only comes to those who earn it. So guess what? If you get that pressure, if you get the privilege of the pressure, it's because you've earned it. And I was just reading that and I'm thinking, no, wait a second. That doesn't sound right. Yeah. That doesn't sound right. Right. Because, you know, you would think you earn the privilege not to have the pressure.
Have his trust,
but it's the exact opposite. Yeah, I love that, Paul. That's so awesome.
Super good.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, this was a great podcast. We love teaching Elevate Your Leadership here every Thursday. So we'll be back next week at the same time, same place with another leadership topic. And until then, have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Elevate Your Life podcast. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.